Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark.
Without his stories,
we tell them live.
And we tell them across the UK.
Today we have two more stories, our first dates.
From our night at the Exmouth Market Theatre in London.
The first is by Anna.
Enjoy.
Hi team, how's it going? So I wanted to tell you a story about sex because I'm a woman and that's what I'm good for. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to tell you about the time that I tried to have sex the first time after a breakup of a long relationship. I was house-sitting for a friend because I had lots of flatmates and I really like to have sex on couches, but that's not conducive to house sharing. So I got on Tinder to find somebody, which is perfect for me. The other thing I'd heard was like, the best way to get over a breakup is to coat yourself in the saliva of other people, but semen is much more corrosive. It really burns those memories away. Anyway, so I use my favourite Tinder pickup line, which goes like this. Hey, I need someone's eyes. Are you my appendix? Because I don't know what you do, but I've got this feeling in my stomach and I just want to take you out. You're welcome, you can have that. So the guy came over and we were just going to bang and we were going to get high and watch a horror movie, which is one of my favourite things to do. Not in this country, I'm an immigrant, I don't touch drugs. So we did get high, and after the movie finished, we kind of like made eyes at each other the way that you do. Hey. I pulled out some of like my best moves, and the best one is, of course, like having tits. I think that's all that you need. And he gestured towards the bedroom, and I said no, because I didn't want to be impolite and have sex in the bed of my best friend. That's just rude. Plus, the couch was leather, and therefore, like, you can wipe it down. And he kind of backed away, which wasn't part of the plan being sex for the first time post-breakup, the burning away of memories, et cetera, et cetera. So I was like, what's going on? And he said to me, and the thing is, the movie that we'd watched, we couldn't watch on their TV. I didn't know how to work it. Oh, God, my accent is so strong. So we were watching this movie on a desktop computer that we'd turn the couch towards, and he accused me of filming him for you porn. 100% word of truth. Those were the rules. I listened to them before. And it was because I was in, like, a stranger's house and I'd just invited him over for sex. And I guess, like, the computer didn't have a webcam. But maybe he... And so I kind of moved past it. He was in the house. It was going to happen. And he supervised... Like, I tried to put music on to set the mood and he watched me as I turned the computer off because he didn't trust me to set up Spotify. He thought I was getting the camera going. In all honesty, he was high. He might have been paranoid. I don't know. I just get hungry. So we moved on. I was like, let's go past this. He's in the house. I'm going to get it over and done with. We started making out and it was terrible. And I just... I just assume that, like, sometimes you have sex and it's awful, so I just kept going. And then right before we were about to, like, seal the deal, like, have sex, guys, he told me, remember that he accused me of filming him for YouPorn? He told me he was a virgin. He was 29. And he was not unattractive. And, like, I kind of wish that I could say that I'd done it. But what I did do was I put my skirt back on and I said no. And I pushed him the fuck out of the house. And then I went and had a threesome.
That was Anna. Next up is Michael.
Again. I'm sort of going to do a story sort of the opposite end of that spectrum, really. just to set the scene, I was at college in Richmond doing a graphic design and advertising course. It was a bit of an odd setup, really, because it was the only advanced course there, meaning all the other students were 16, 17, myself, 18, 19 people in our class. A friend of mine that I lived with, I say friend, we'd only met at college, but like the other guy was saying, he was from Solihull. So we bonded, because I was from the Midlands as well. So we bonded at college. Most of our year used to go to the canteen at lunchtime. But there's only one way to put it. We were quite square. Right, so there was also a students' union where all the cool students went. So me and Graham from Solihull decided to go into the students' union. And we thought that the cool kids there were the goths. So there was a lot of goths there. A lot of female goths there. There wasn't many male goths. So we used to hang around with these female goths that were doing a foundation course. And I quite liked one of them. One of them called Sarah. So to get to the point, one day I said, after college is finished, you know, should we go on a date? Which was basically a walk home, really. Taking in Twickenham Green. Now, there's one thing I should explain here. Some of you are probably thinking, now, you're 18, 19, and you're talking about first date. This is really first date. And I should explain that I was 4'6" and had a very baby face. People thought I was visiting the college on a daily basis. Kept asking me, are you coming to see what the course is like for when you come here in 4 years' time? Anyway, so me and Sarah, we started walking, and we ended up on Twickenham Green. And right by the green, there was a little greengrocer's, and he was selling some fruit. And it was a lovely summer day, actually boiling, actually, which is not very good because she was all in black, you know, loads of layers. It's quite good. It hid the fact that she was quite a fat girl, actually. But no, I've nothing against fat girls, but I was about 7 stone, so. She was very pretty, very pretty girl. Anyway, so I bought some cherries. So on impulse. So we were just laying down on Twickenham Green, discussing a cure, as you do. Seemed to be the leading goth band at the time. Or amongst the goths, I should say. It wasn't really at the time, amongst the goths. And I suppose what I'm trying to say is, I think when you've met somebody, you like to think that you've made an impression on them. And I think I did make an impression on Sarah, because I never saw her again in that capacity. Saw her in the student union room. She actually told me that she liked Graham, but that didn't work out happily for them. I must admit, because Graham liked her sister, so that didn't work out. And just to end it, the thing that I'd say that I... my impression that I gave on Sarah was she told me she'd never had fresh cherries before. So, and that's it. Thank you very much. Good night. Hanging back to your MC.
Thanks for listening to Spark True Stories.
If you love what we do,
please help us spread the word
by leaving us a review on iTunes.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.